Morning, Michael. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Michael. You're in Adelaide.
I am.
Talk to me, Michael. What's up?
So I heard you were looking for someone with some intense piercings and body modifications.
Oh, God, this was a while ago. Now, we were talking about this young bloke who can't find a job. He's a self-confessed goth, and he looks pretty extreme to you know, on first appearances, and wonders why he can't get a job. But that was about a week ago, Michael. But yeah, go on.
Well, I definitely know he struggled, that's for sure.
You've got a few piercings, have you?
I've got 42 piercings.
42. And do you have tattoos?
I've got a full sleeve, my ribs, my neck, and I'm due to be getting my face tattooed in about 3 weeks.
And how old are you, can I ask?
I'm 23.
23. And you still live at home?
I've got my own place, but currently staying with my dad.
Okay. And where's your mum?
She's up in the northern suburbs.
Okay, so they're separated.
Yeah.
Okay. You're 23. The bloke that was on A Current Affair, he was a goth. He called himself a goth. They're not my words. He called himself a goth, and he had a green mohawk. Did you see him?
He's literally one of my idols.
Oh, you know him, do you?
I don't know him personally, but I definitely know of him.
Okay. And so I believe to each their own. And as I said the other night, you know, there are some jobs, you know, you've got to dress for the job, and you are going to be judged on your appearance. And it might be wrong, it might be discrimination, but it's the way of the world. And there are some jobs where people don't care what you look like. And I mentioned JB Hi-Fi. I mean, you look at the young people in JB Hi-Fi with piercings and Doc Martens boots and coloured hair and tattoos. No one cares, because all we care about is their knowledge of the product. And they're brilliant. The staff at JB Hi-Fi are brilliant. So I know I said it as a tongue-in-cheek joke, but I meant it. But if you were going for a job as a salesman, perhaps, some people's appearance might scare customers off. But tell me, Michael, why do you want to do this?
Honestly, I've been obsessed since I was a young kid. Like, always just really liked the opportunity, like the idea of it. And kind of just as I got older, I was kind of like, cool, I can actually start doing it.
Mm.
And yeah, kind of just, I got my first ever piercing when I was 15, and kind of over the few years, got a couple more. And then literally this year, I've just gone all out.
How many piercings did you say?
I've got 42. At the most, though, I had 52.
You had 52. Why did you lose 10, or did they just drop off through infection?
I've taken a few.
That was a joke.
Preparing myself for my face tattoo, just because.
Mm. It's pointless having your face pierced all over the place if you've got no room for a tattoo. I get that.
Yeah, so
you're going to make room for the face tattoo. Yeah.
And once I get that done, all my piercings will be getting put back in.
Oh, what, so you get the tattoo, and then you put the piercings back over the top?
Yeah.
Yeah, then you'll be back to 52.
That's the plan.
Yeah, because why would you only want 42? You'd need at least 52. Why do you want your face tattooed? Could I ask you? Honestly, I don't care. I'm not being judgmental. I'm just asking, because Jess will tell you I'm a dinosaur. I'm an old fart. Do you actually want people to look at you? Are people who have face tattoos and piercings on their nose and in their eyes and all that, are you screaming out for people to look at them?
Yes and no. I'll say, like, growing up, I grew up in foster care, so I didn't always have much attention on me.
Right.
So now that I'm older, I've kind of looked at it as, I don't necessarily care whether I'm getting good attention, bad attention. To me, it's attention.
It's all about attention.
And like, I get stopped in streets by absolute randoms taking photos of me, and that, and I love it. Like, I love it so much, because I'm like, I never had it as a child.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, because I heard that the guy that was on the radio the other last week.
Yeah.
Had like his stretches in his ears.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. He little holes in his ears, and the hole gets bigger and bigger. There's quite a few people who do that.
Well, I've actually got a split ear.
What, so they've cut the ear?
So I stretched mine to the point where it just tore.
Oh, Jesus.
And then, yeah, I've got my tongue split.
What do you mean your tongue split? What have you done?
So like a snake. So I've got the two separate ends.
So it looks like a forked tongue.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you look like a reptile.
Basically.
And these tattoos that you're going to have put on your face, what are they going to be?
So on my right side, I'm getting a dragon, mm-hmm. which will go down the whole right side of my face. And then I'm getting a fox on the left side of my face.
A fox?
Yeah.
Why? Is there any significant reason for the dragon and the fox, or just like, just like the look of it?
The dragon's kind of just... I like the idea of like the tribal dragon kind of stylish tattoos. As for the,
I didn't realize dragons were tribal
animals. So,
and the fox. What's the significance of the fox?
I just love them. Favorite animal.
Well, you can I just say this? You sound very, very confident to me. And
when you're doing this, you got to be confident.
Well, I guess so. Do you have a job?
I don't, but I used to run my own company.
At 23, you ran your own company. What was the company?
I used to be a parkour instructor.
A what?
Parkour. So, do you know, like, the guys that do all, like, the roof jumps and stuff? Like, jumping over walls, roof to roof, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I've seen that, yes.
I used to teach kind of, I guess, less fortunate kids. That to kind of give them a hobby, give them something to look forward to.
Yeah, I saw a video on Facebook the other day. There's a guy with long hair, obviously extremely fit, and he jumps off things and rolls, so his momentum sort of saves him.
Yeah, so I used to basically teach kids from the age of 12 to 16 how to safely do those sort of things.
And how much did you get paid to do this?
It really depends. I only charge $10 a class, and I ran 3 classes a week. So it kind of just, you know, if one person showed up for a class, I'd only get $10. But 9 times out of 10, I was having anywhere from 10 to 20 people show up per class.
People wanted to jump off roofs, and they jump over park benches and things.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've seen it on Facebook, yeah.
Then I also became in 2017, I became a mental health ambassador.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that you were in foster care, but you've also told me in the same conversation you live with your dad. So your dad didn't bring you up?
No.
He wasn't able to, but he's okay now, is he?
Yeah.
Well, Michael, it's been an experience meeting you. You've got to do me and Jess a favour. When you get completely fixed, done, when I say fixed, I mean fixed up, you know, your tattoos and then your piercings put back in, can you take a photo and send it to us?
I can. I've already got a few photos that I can send you now of when I had all my piercings in.
Well, I'll put you back to Jess. And look, it's easy. It's just nightshift@triplem.com.au. Can you send it on that?
Yeah, I can do that.
And where do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
I'm hoping to get horn implants.
Oh, Jesus.
My eyes tattooed.
Oh, Jesus.
And hopefully split my tongue further back. And hopefully the plan is to also get, like, magnets implanted into my arms.
Magnets? Hang on. I'm having trouble keeping up with this. You want to get your tongue split even further?
Yep.
You want to have magnets put in your arms? Why?
I just think it would look awesome. Yeah. It'd almost feel like I've got superpowers.
Yeah, and you want to tattoo your eyes.
Yeah, get my eyes tattooed and horn implants.
And, oh, that was the other one. So you're going to get horn, so you look like the devil.
Basically what I'm going for.
You want to look like Satan.
Pretty much. But I'm like, the lovable version.
A lovable Satan. That's what we need, a lovable Satan. Well, it's been an experience meeting you, Michael. Thank you for ringing up.
Not a problem.
Because we like meeting interesting and new people. And when I say, where do you see yourself in 10 years? I meant, where do you actually see, besides all the body improvements that you've got planned, what do you see yourself doing in 10 years? So you're 23. Where do you see yourself at 30? Where do you see yourself at 43?
I hope to open up a Native Australian wildlife education facility.
Okay. And do you think you'll have all these piercings and the tattoos you're stuck with, I guess? But your split tongue and your split ears and your horns, do you think that you'll still want them in 20 years?
Definitely.
Definitely, eh?
I'm all about, because I know that people with tattoos and piercings and body modifications have a really bad name for them.
Yeah, well, it's to a lot of people, it's scary.
So I want to be the guy, and I'm sure there's other modified people out there that kind of also want to do it, but I want to break that stigma. And that's the whole reason behind why I became a mental health ambassador, because I want to show that, you know, just because you look a certain way doesn't necessarily mean you can't do good for the world.
Well, I tell you what, I'm putting you down for caller of the week, because people who conform are probably boring. I'm probably very, very boring. And you're out there. You're an individual. And you're helping disadvantaged children. And you're a mental health ambassador. And if my daughter brought you home, I'd probably freak out until I got to know you.
All my last exes, their parents had the same reaction. They first met me and they were like, maybe not. But I promised once they got to know me, they realized, you know, just because I look a certain way, my heart's set at a good spot.
Good on you, Michael. Michael, do me a favor. Stay in touch, okay?
Will do.
Talk to me anytime you want.
Sounds good.
And send us the photo. With your permission, can we put the photos of you with everything on our Facebook page?
Yeah, go for it.
And send us a message. All right, I'll put you back to Jess. We'll have a talk to you, okay?
Yeah, not a problem.
Thank you for calling, mate.
All good. Thank you, Luke.
Okay. I mean, highly intelligent, smart. Self-assured, he just wants people to look at him. He didn't have attention when he was in foster care. I mean, it's a sad story, but a story of hope as well. I mean, I'm honest, if my daughter brought Michael home, I'd be horrified. Horrified. But I think he's got a lot to offer as well, don't you? Anyway, tell me what you think. 133353 is the telephone number. Good luck to you, Michael, if you're helping people, especially if you're helping disadvantaged people and helping people who are not coping well with mental health. If you can help them, my hat's off to you. My old-fashioned hat's off to you. Michael from Adelaide, there you go. The people you meet here on the night shift.